Oh, no, actually, oh, sorry, that was a response. No, that was a reply from Chris. It was sent a little before that.
So it's from Chris.
Well, I'm looking at a
thread.
The
reply was from me.
It was Chris
I didn't
replying
send it.
To Sharon, who had asked Tamara about the question. And Tamara replied at 11:46 a.m., and I'm not sure what time zone that was, because that's in the that was probably Pacific time, I think.
What day? What day are you looking at?
October 3rd.
October 3rd, apparently.
Of this year. Just send the email to them, and they'll have it.
Beg your pardon?
I see it. Mm-hmm. October 3rd, 11:46 a.m.
This has been brought up several times, this email, so...
Yes.
Okay, Bill, I'd like to
James,
I'd like to
I'm
end
on the stack.
This question on this. Okay, James, were you or Lyndon first on the stack? Because we only have time for one more comment. And would you yield to Lyndon?
Lyndon was first on the stack, but I yield because I was just objecting to that ridiculous earlier deal about making us vote.
Okay.
The
All
time.
Right. Thank you, Lyndon. Thank you. Thank you for yielding your time. James, go ahead. You have the final comment.
Yeah, I just want to say that I hope that we will understand the rhetoric that's going on here and the fact that the Netta and Tamara Swiderski can only work with the information that they're given. So we just heard that despite the fact that it's been repeated over and over and over again, that WBI has made only one central service payment this year. Now all of a sudden, oh, maybe there were more central service payments made this year, but they were applied to previous years. Okay? So we don't trust the numbers that the ICFO has been provided with. And this is just one example. A couple of other examples were the rent that was supposedly due at WBAI. Not true. So this is the problem. My information is that five central service payments were made. One of them was made with a $70,000 bequest, which was completely separate from the $583,000 bequest. And the fact that it's repeated over and over again that we missed payroll eight times, and it's implied that we never paid it back, and that we have only made one central service payment, forgetting that we actually made five this year. Where it was applied is another question, but that's never mentioned by the people who say it. So we need to give the fulsome information and be clear about what we're talking about.
James, I promise you I will give you this information. We're out of time for this particular item. Is it unrelated to the item, or is there something?
Go ahead. I just thought that was a bunch of propaganda.
Okay. All right. I will. I'll take your comment as it was. So the next item up was a discussion of, you know, we're actually going to end up running out of time for this meeting, this because we extended this item. So would anybody object to the idea of having this meeting go until 10:30 Eastern tonight so that we can finish up everything that's left on the agenda? We
you
might not
nuts.
Need it.
You are nuts.
We may not need it, but does anybody object?
Chris, I have a question.
I'm not sure whether I'm nuts is an objection or not. Can you clarify that for me, Mansoor? Is that an objection?
Yes, that's an objection. You're nuts.
Okay, I'm nuts. All right. Go ahead, James.
This is just a question as to whether or not I would like to extend the meeting. I just want to make a note that the information from our general manager has arrived, addressed to Chris and the National Finance Committee about the central service payment questions. And would there be an opportunity for us to look at that if we go on further, or would that be are we past that point?
Boy, that's a great question. I don't have a good spot on the agenda. Well, we might be able to put it in with the sustainability discussion, which is coming up next. I'm looking at the attachments right now.
Well, if we can do that, that's fine. But everybody should be aware
that might
that
fit. It might fit in
there.
It might fit in with that. So, there's a motion on the floor right now. So the motion is to extend for 15 minutes. Do I have? Mansoor objected. So we're going to have to.
No! I just said you are nuts, and you are nuts, but
okay.
I'm not objecting to the time.
So you mean I'm nuts in a nice way? Is that what you're telling me, Mansoor?
No, you're nuts. There's no nice way about nuts.
There's nothing nice about nuts. Okay. I think
so
that's
the motion is to extend the meeting at German time to 10:30 Eastern.
That is the motion. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we will adjourn at 10:30 tonight. That's our time certain now. Let's move on to the next item, which was a general discussion of WBAI sustainability. So the reason I brought this up is there was an email packet that went out earlier this week. I can't remember who it came out of, maybe Jim Dingleman, maybe somebody else. But there were three attachments about Pacifica sustainability. Before everybody gets all excited that this is for the current period, it was not for it. It was for the period ending, or the period beginning, I guess, 2013. So this was after the last round of layoffs that that one person referred to earlier in this meeting. And I thought the packet was worthy of bringing up for discussion because we're going to need something like this going forward, not only for BAI, but for Pacifica in general. What I found interesting about this, and this, don't take this as an admonition. I think the Pacific has a very strong tendency to produce documents like this. And what I mean by like this is that basically all three of these documents, there's 48 pages in total. I read through every single page. So I will accept congratulations and beverages later on for that. But the 48 pages contained two paragraphs that discussed the financial condition of WBAI. The other 47 and 7/8 pages discussed fundraising. And so these could more properly be called, fundraising proposals. And that's great. I am absolutely all for fundraising proposals, but there's no specific, there are some specific objectives with all these modules that are in these, but there's no specific objectives for WBAI. There's no specific objectives for bringing the revenues in line with costs. You know, all the standard sort of business stuff that you would find in a business plan is missing from these documents. And I think that's unfortunate. And I think there are people on this committee that understand why that's unfortunate. And I hope that we can do better than this. If we're really serious about saving Pacifica in general and BAI specifically, if we care to go there for purposes of this discussion, and look at the numbers, because candidly, I think that this challenge that's in front of us is reasonably difficult, and I don't think that fundraising is a slow activity. You know, this was 9 years, 9 years ago. This was 5 years ago now. And we've actually made very little progress on this. In fact, revenues have declined during that period for the network. And so I understand for WBAI at the time, but what I'm getting at with all this is that we have to be realistic about what our prospects are in terms of raising revenue. It's not easy to do that. It's not even easy to stop declines in revenue, and we have to be realistic and look at the future and decide, make hard decisions about what we need to do to bring those revenues in line with our expenses, or we will not have a sustainable organization. And so I'm hoping that we have enough seriousness in these proposals to not just continue advocating for fundraising, which is something that everybody at every level of this institution does. But we never actually talk about, how to bring those revenues in line with the expenses. And that's the discussion that needs to happen. And anyway, I will I'm going to shut up now and let you guys take the wheel. But that was my two bits from the 48 pages. pages, and I hope that we can produce more than 48 pages going forward, and that they will be, you know, something that we can actually, that there'll be documents that we can actually use to fix our problems in this institution. So, thank you. Anybody want to be on the stack? R. Paul. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, I remember these documents well. I think you may have what's referred to as the, quote, notated, unquote, version.
This was done
when we were having a big crisis, and people who mostly never came to a local finance committee meeting and who didn't listen to treasurer's reports or read written treasurer's reports jumped in, and it was all sorts of, hey gang, let's put on a play in the barn and, you know, charge everybody to come see our play in the barn. That will save it. And, shades of Mickey Rooney, 1940s. And in actuality, it was a shorter document at one point, but some people decided to politicize it, and so it was, quote, notated, unquote, and it was made huge. And, I never thought that all of that stuff was worth much when they did it, and I agree that it does not address issues realistically. Some of the issues around all of Pacifica is getting people to address things realistically. But yes, we should see about a sustainability plan, but the first part of the sustainability plan is to hit the brakes on some of the things that are going on. And I think this isn't to make a big fight, but I think one of the issues is an issue that goes throughout Pacifica for a long time, and that's magical thinking. We've seen some magical thinking here about, gee, let's do this, and the recent actions by the IED certainly fall into that category, because if you ask yourself, how will this help? There was no answer, and as we see, it's in fact hurting. So, yeah, let's see if we can find some way to make things better. On the other hand, I do think the major thing we all need to figure out is how to raise revenue, because we are not going to cut our way to sustainability. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. There were actually, to a little footnote on what R. Paul said there, there were 10 authors on the document that he was referencing. So, yeah.
James, what was that?
Quite an amazing tome. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I also remember these documents well. They were in response to a PNB requirement that WBAI produce a sustainability plan, and instead 4 were produced, which were never actually merged. And I believe you may have possibly 3 or 4 of those documents.
I have three.
Okay. I just also want to add that one of the problems with implementing the sustainability plans, as R. Paul called it, a play in a barn. I call it bake sale fundraising. Yeah. I call it bake sale fundraising. Everybody has all kinds of wonderful ideas about outside ways to raise funds, not recognizing that we are radio stations and we have ample access to the public where we should be able to raise funds. We have the right kind of programming on the air. But one of the difficulties that we ran into was this was done, I believe, after the layoffs at WBAI, and we were in a situation where we had an austerity-based funding-based staff. We were strangled. We were throttled by a limited staff, which we just barely learned how to get along with the very limited staff that we have. So I just want to say, going forward, other stations are going to be in the situation that WBAI is. If you look at Tamara Swiderski's reports, she's predicting dire circumstances for KPFA and KPFK. So I don't want to see the same thing happen to those stations where their staffs are reduced and cut back so far that they're on such an austerity situation that they can't make a bake sale. They can't even have a bake sale, because if they have a bake sale, the managers, the two management staff that they might have it left at their station are distracted from keeping the radio station on the air so that they can hold a bake sale. It just doesn't work. So one of the things we need going forward is maybe a couple more people at WBAI and moderate staff reductions at some of the other stations that still have very large staffs that are facing very dire shortfalls in their budgets.
Thank you,
Mansoor.
James.
Would like to be on staff.
Sharon for the staff.
Okay, Mansoor, and then Sharon.
I'll let Sharon go. She's much better than I am on a lot of things, so I'll go after Sharon.
Okay, Sharon, you're up.
Okay, let's just see. I actually wanted to address something that was said before about central service payments and how WBAI had made, I understand they've made payments five times this year, and I also have always understood that those payments were applied to the past due accounts, because Tamara has said that to us during these calls. So that's always been a known fact, and that is actually standard accounting procedure. So I just wanted to clarify that point. And just in terms of like funding and numbers, I think it's interesting that, you know, a document came out. I haven't seen this document that you're talking about, but it was supposed to be some sort of, you know, reconciliation or something, and instead it's just all these different plans that aren't coordinated and don't talk to each other. And somehow, you know, that lack of communication that it seems to occur within WBAI, I don't know how to address it being in California, and I don't want to try to address it. That's, like, I think what WBAI should be trying to address. That's their issue. I mean, that's what they say they want. So I kind of just get a little bit tired, though, of hearing the continued sort of attacks at KPFA, when the fact is that KPFA is the one paying central services, and those monies are being used to pay WBAI staff and not to pay the auditors and not to pay NETA. That is the financial flow of money within Pacifica. So I wish people would grasp those facts, and then we could have a realistic discussion.
Okay. Mansoor, did you want to be next up?
Absolutely. Okay. So, James and Arpa, please, get rid of your rhetoric, and I'm talking to you two, please. What Sharon just said is like what I wanted to say in an angrier language, but please tone down your rhetoric. This thing is not solving anything. So you want KPFA and KPFK to get rid of their union member employees in order to pay for your union member employees. That's what you said, cut down the staff moderately, okay? So which means that we have to pay not only the staff's salary and this and that, but the severance pay and a let go off, which could end up to be $20,000 to $30,000. Okay. So if you really want to solve Pacifica's problems, which is WBAI's problems, okay, we need to like start clean. I know this as a fact. We are never going to start clean at Pacifica with anything, because we are Pacificans. You know, we are activists. We like to hone in our issues, this and that. So here's what's going on with KPFA and KPFK. I speak for KPFK. I'm very much involved with the station, very much involved with the fund drives. We have paid our central services. We're not behind anything. We still can pay for our employees' payroll. We can still pay for WBAI's payrolls to the tune of $30,000 last payroll. So if you really want to start changing things, okay, let's just start fresh. Let's just accept the realities. And the reality is We don't have money. We don't have the money to pay WBAI's payrolls from other institutions within Pacifica. And we don't have, we haven't even started talking about the interest of the loan that we have to pay to the tune of $300,000 per year, let alone to talk about the goddamn $3.2 million that we owe. Okay, so be realistic, cut off this, you know, hyperbolic crap about this and that. Just get to the business. And if we can do this, then we can move forward. Otherwise, this meetings and all the meetings along to what we're doing, it's all you said, I said, he said, she said, your point of view, my point of view, you're wrong and I'm wrong and you are right. All this stuff doesn't do us any good whatsoever. And we're not going to get anywhere. Thank you.
Thanks, Minister. I'd like to interject a point here. Okay, Bill. I'll
put James for the stack.
Our ball for stack.
Of course, James. Of course. First of all, we have discussed the interest payments at the NFC meeting. In fact, we have a motion and a recommendation for how to pay them. I understand. I understood the comment to mean that we don't have the ability to pay, and that may or may not be true, depending on what happens. Just a small objection to that. And I would really like everybody to try and rein themselves in here. I mean, what we need to do is try to work together from this point forward. And I think that a lot of the language that we're using here with regard to each other is, not helpful. And, you know, everybody knows that, you know, where the problems exist right now, where everybody knows where the problems are likely to exist. If the estimations and approximations put forward by the ICFO are correct. We have plenty of information to work with. We just need to work together to use that information to fashion a solution that's best for this organization. So I would just encourage everybody to take a deep breath and to try and focus on Pacifica rather than focusing on each other. I would really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Who was next on the stack?
Bill, I think.
Oh, Paul, yeah, Bill, stack? You're right. You. Yeah, or Paul. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you. Okay, well, several things. I'll try to be quick. There's been a lot of emails flying around with a lot of misleading and distracting information. And let me just first say, Sharon's right. KPFA isn't pulling money from other stations to cover its payroll. They're paying their own bills, and they're paying the bills that for all of Pacifica, a lot, not exclusively, but they're one of the stations. KPFD is one of them, too, although we're a lot smaller. We're contributing central service funds every month, just like KPFA, like Sharon said, to help pay for those essential services. Or they're supposed to be used for that, but they've been having to be used to cover other things. If you don't have to believe my numbers, you don't have to believe our CFO's numbers. I'm looking right now at a spreadsheet that WBI's GM sent out to his LSB along with the LSB report in September, and he also got sent to the PNB and a bunch of other public lists. And it shows how the amounts raised per day, now these are pledges, not actual revenue, have dropped from FY12 from an average of over $25,000 in that year down to $7,400, excuse me, that's per day. Per day now, $7,400 per day in FY19, with a 75% fulfillment rate, that means you're only collecting $5,550 per fund drive day. And even with 140 days, I think you got 141 in FY19, it's just not enough. And, you know, I know James was suggesting adding more people. Well, adding more people is not a good idea if you can't pay for them. And one of the problems, I don't want to get into personnel specifics here in a public meeting, but for additional staff members were added to to WBAI in the last year, and you didn't have enough money to pay for all the people you had before then. You just have to look at your own GM's figures. You didn't have enough revenue. And the other point I was going to make is you can't extrapolate from the cash flows projections and statements that our CFO sent out and try to say that those are an income statement because they're not the same thing. And obviously, the cash out for WBII is about the same as the cash in for WBII. That doesn't mean it's okay. You can't send out more cash if you don't have the cash in the bank. So you're obviously you can't your cash flow is not going to go negative, unless you start with a positive balance. But you can run up on an awful lot of debt, and you can have other stations cover your expenses for you. But you don't, that doesn't show up on the cash flow statements. And sort of on the other side for KPFA, for example, just because they had a lot more money going out doesn't mean that they were running a deficit for FY19. Yeah, I don't know if they were. Maybe they were. Maybe they do need to make some cuts. I mean, all of Pacifica is suffering because of lack of revenue. And for Sustainability Pacifica, we should all be looking at how we can cut expenses and increase revenue. And KPFT has cut expenses a lot, but we're paying all our bills, and we're paying central services every month. And we're paying all the health insurance payments for our employees and all that. But we do need to get more members, and we need to get more listeners. So all of our stations should be working towards that. And for sustainability, we need to be thinking how, and also as for our mission even, we need to be thinking how we can increase
Bill, try to wrap it up, okay?
Membership. Okay, that's all I was going to say. But thank you.
Okay.
Chair Mansour would like to be on stack for 30 seconds.
Okay. I'll put, Mansour, I'm going to let Arpal speak. He's been waiting a long time. Okay?
Okay.
I'll put you on the stack, though.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I think we should try to avoid the personal stuff. It doesn't work. And just, you know, the thing is, yeah, there is trouble. And I said before, BAI is in the vanguard of the trouble that is throughout Pacifica. I know some people will disagree with that and say not the rest of Pacifica. But from what I see, there is this same problem in all of Pacifica. And BAI is, yeah, the worst at this point in time, probably, but it's sort of like we're all in a ship in 1912, and some people are down in steerage, and some people are up in the ballroom and some other places, and we strike an iceberg, and the people in steerage are saying, oh, man, the water's coming in. And the people in the ballroom are saying, there's no water here, things are fine, let's continue dancing. There's a Pacifica-wide problem. And I mentioned magical thinking before, and, you know, we've seen a solution in early October that was tried, and it was no solution whatsoever. I cannot imagine how the thinking could possibly work that was a viable solution. Maybe someday somebody will come up with what they are actually thinking. And we have to try to avoid that kind of stuff, which also includes, it fits right in with us, you know, yelling at each other in a personal way. We have to find a way to try and keep Pacifica alive and figure it out. I don't know. There has been a suggestion by somebody, and this is a suggestion by somebody who probably doesn't like any of us, that what Pacifica should do is sell all of its broadcast licenses and go online and become a powerhouse online. I don't know. You know, that is shocking and something nobody wants to do, but you know what? It actually is more coherent than some of the other plans we've got coming up. Again, I think we need to try and figure out how to raise revenue for all of Pacifica, and more money would solve the problems. That's it.
Thank you, Arpal. Thank you. James?
Yeah, I want to second Arpal's thoughts.
Okay.
I want to second Arpal's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, seconding Arpal's thoughts and saying that it's not just all of Pacifica, it's all public broadcasting, pretty much. And it's print media, et cetera. I mean, there's issues with media in general that are happening. And no, I was not suggesting that we cut union employees at other stations. I was suggesting that there might be moderate cuts through attrition or whatever methods to deal with what Tamara Swiderski has predicted are going to be huge deficits in other Pacifica stations. I mean, you know, perhaps that's why there's such an impetus to, you know, blame WBI and perhaps, you know, plan the way to sell a signal, because the other stations are facing similar difficulties. And yes, of course we can't pay our last payroll because they took us off the air. We didn't even have our email or our fundraising numbers. They were all disconnected. So of course we can't pay our last payroll. But my understanding is
prior to being cut off, we were only behind one payroll, and that would have been paid with the October fund drive. So I agree that we should discontinue with what was called the hyperbolic crap, not to continue it. And finally, the idea that it was the comments about the declining revenue from WBI's fund drives, as usual, left out the rising results from our most recent fund drive that was interrupted. And yes, people were hired in an effort to turn around our audience decline and turn around our membership decline, which was successful. Our audience went up, our membership went up, our fund drives went up, and yes, if we have to sacrifice some of those additions to survive, I believe we've already decided to make one of those sacrifices. So yes, we all have to work together and figure out how to do this together going forward, because we're all going in the same direction. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Mansoor, I'm going to have to shut off.
I'll be less than a minute. I'll be less than a minute
Go
and
ahead.
I'll be done.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go
so number one, this is what the short-term thinking is all about, that we need to cut in order to pay the payrolls, when in reality, Pacifica should be a $50 million operation per year, a stress-free work environment, and our employees should not be working more than 8 hours a day. Number two, it is hyperbolic crap, okay? When WBAI had not paid September, October tower rental, had not paid office rental, had not paid a lot of other stuff, and to come across to say that our numbers were so high in the fund drive on the first 3 days, we had to take some action in order to stop the hemorrhage. And if you don't grasp that, I don't know. This is what Art Paul says is magical thinking. Okay? It's magical thinking that we, if we do the right things, would be all fine. Pacifica is just part of this conglomeration, that's a made-up word, of what it is in United States of Amnesia that we're going through. And if we don't get ourselves together, just like anything else, and I'll say it right now, everybody knows this, all corporations must die, everything must die, we're all going to die, and it's possible through our actions on PNB and otherwise, Pacifica might die. And we'll take the blame for it. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm sorry to have to end on such a dark note. That was that's not how I wanted to end this discussion. We're going to have to keep bringing
it's
this
reality.
Up and, in future meetings. Thank you. I realize that I'm going to die. Thank you, Mansoor. So next up on the agenda is Bill's sustainability motion. Bill, can you read the motion, please?
Okay, thank you. And I emailed it to you several hours ago, earlier today, and then again just a little bit before the meeting. Motion for financial sustainability.
I saw the second mailing.
Yeah.
Go
motion
ahead.
For financial sustainability. Whereas when a station repeatedly cannot cover its own payroll and employee benefits and needs the rest of Pacifica to pay those expenses, it creates a significant problem for Pacifica. And whereas using essential service funds that are needed for critical expenses to instead cover expenses at an individual station thereby makes funds not available for those critical expenses. And whereas when Pacifica does not have CS funds for paying for accounting, HR, audits, pension administration, Pacifica Radio Archives, and other needs, the foundation risks financial collapse and failure to get its audits completed, and loss of its tax exemption. Therefore, be it resolved that when a station needs the rest of Pacifica to cover its payroll and or employee benefits and or other expenses and does not pay those funds back before the second payroll cycle that follows, it shall lay off employees or cut other expenses to the extent necessary for it to be able to pay its own expenses, but with the exception that this provision may be suspended by a vote of the PNB in cases of natural disaster. So I move that.
Mansoor seconds
right.
that.
Okay.
Because of
time limitations, go ahead. What's your point of order?
I don't believe that the committee can. This is a matter for the PNB. The committee is not able to pass such a motion unless it's a recommendation to the PNB. I think.
You're right.
I'd like our Paul to comment on that, if possible, Mr. Secretary. Since we don't have a parliamentarian.
The NFC has no teeth. The NFC can't do anything. The NFC can't make somebody do anything. So yeah, the member would have to make this a recommendation to the PNB, as just about almost all of our motions have to be.
Right. So what would be the proper procedure for doing that, in your opinion, R. Paul? Should we pass the motion or drop it here at the NFC in order to get it to the PNB, or what would be the alternative to that?
Oh, firstly, I drop it, but you let's see. I guess at the top, say the members should phrase it as the NFC recommends to the PNB, and then start with the preamble.
Okay.
That's correct.
Bill, do you have any objection to that as a friendly...
That's what I essentially meant anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah. Mansoor would like to be on stack on this.
Okay. What I'm going to do on this, because we're running out of time, we only have 18 minutes time certain, I would like to take 2-for and 2-against on this. And then move to a vote, and we can either vote it up or down. There's just not enough time for a fulsome debate on it. The other possibility, go ahead. I'm sorry. Did somebody want to comment?
But I think, you know, in that case, if we don't have the time for it, and this is quite a volatile looking motion, we could always make a motion to postpone it to the next meeting.
Okay. That would be a very highly, that would be a very highly considered motion if you want to move to postpone.
So I'll move.
Okay. No. Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay. So would you like, Bill, is it, do we need to vote on a move to postpone? I think we do.
Yes, of course.
Yes, but why don't we discuss it first?
We'll discuss it.
The meeting.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can discuss it.
Nothing left to do other than set the time for the next meeting.
Okay, hold on. Let me just suggest this. If we can get the motion to postpone without objection, we can have 10 minutes to debate the motion here at the committee, which I think would be helpful. Is there any objection to postponing this motion until the next meeting?
Yes, Mansoor.
Okay, Mansoor objected. So unfortunately, we're going to have to go through the motions on this. So the motion is to postpone the sustainability motion to the next NFC meeting, which would be the 26th of this month. I'm not going to. There's no time to debate this. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, the reasons why we need time to debate it. And, you know, the objection is that it's urgent. And so if we could just move to a vote on this, I would appreciate it without discussion. Is that okay with everybody?
Well, we have Chair Mansoor.
Yes. Go ahead.
We have 15 minutes as you impose to go to 7:30 Pacific time and 10:30. So what if 1 minute for four people on a rapid fire to 2-for and 2-against. At least
there's a motion to postpone, Mansoor, is the thing. So I believe I have to consider that motion. I don't think we can really do that, but I have no problem with debating the sustainability motion after we resolve this the postponement issue. You know, I think people do want to discuss it. It's just that there's not sufficient time to give this a fulsome debate. and I don't want to waste any more time debating that question with you. So if we could please either have a unanimous vote on this, or if we can't do that, I guess we already have an objection. So can we move to vote on the motion to postpone?
Okay.
Mr. Secretary, can you take the roll?
Yes. The motion is to postpone Bill's motion to the next meeting. Sharon Adams.
Okay. Just to clarify, we're going to postpone Bill's motion. We're going to postpone the vote on Bill's motion until the next meeting, but we're going to talk about it until the end of this meeting.
Yes, except for I have one small item at the end of the meeting, which would be setting the time for the next meeting. So allowing enough time for that, yes.
Okay. Then I vote yes. That's yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Okay,
excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what Sharon just said.
Well, we're in the middle of a
we're in the middle of a vote. We're in the middle of a vote.
She made some comments.
I think he's right. He's exactly right. People are being misled.
About what?
Who's
I'm sorry?
About what?
This is Lyndon. People are being misled about what the question Mansoor is raising. So that needs to be settled, or people are not going to know.
I don't know what Sharon just said.
I'm very confused right now. Can someone help me with this? Because I don't even know where this meeting is going right now.
All I was trying to say was what I understand is that the vote is to postpone voting on Bill's motion. But we're going to continue talking. So if we get through this vote, we can actually have the discussion we all want to talk about.
Except
for a little time at the end.
That's not the motion.
Next meeting.
No.
Okay, then I don't know what I'm voting on either.
The motion is to postpone the motion on Bill's motion to the next meeting. Now, the chair says if we postpone it, we'll still talk about it a bit at this meeting. Well, then if nobody objects, we can do that. But we would then have the motion come up at the next meeting where it would get more time to be discussed.
And then voted on.
Well, yeah, and then voted on.
Okay.
Are there any questions about that?
Yes.
Well, as Bill, I don't see how if you postpone consideration, how you have any discussion after that. That normally ends as a discussion on whatever's on the floor. Isn't that correct?
Okay, then you can object. Then you can object to that idea. Then you can object to that idea.
Chair,
fine.
Chair Mansoor would have to be recognized. Okay, whatever
ahead,
items
Mansoor.
On the floor we have to take a vote on. You cannot take a vote on it to defer it somewhere some other time. This is according to John Tatum. Once the issue comes up, and Bill brought a motion and I seconded it, we have to take a vote on that. That's procedure. You cannot defer it for next month. You can? Okay.
To postpone,
correct.
But you can't discuss it after that vote to postpone.
Okay. I will accept that, Bill. Okay? Thank you. So we won't have any discussion on this.
Okay, then I vote no. My vote is no. I don't vote to postpone.
Nancy with a recommendation.
Okay.
So the chair is now telling everybody that it postpones everything and people will not be discussing until almost 10:30 anyway, right?
Yeah, we've wasted enough time discussing the discussion that we no longer have time to discuss it.
Yeah, let's just set the time
Nancy,
for the next with meeting. A point of order.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
It's not true that you cannot discuss it. You can go into a committee of the whole, and you can discuss anything you want to without voting on it.
That's what I thought too, but I don't want to argue with y'all, and you know we're wasting time. So, can we please complete this vote?
Okay, we will start again. The motion is to postpone the motion on the floor to the next meeting. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Nick Arena.
Yeah.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
Pass.
Bill Frozier.
No.
Lyndon Foley?
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Mansour Sabah?
No.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Tamara Swiderski wasn't here. Going back, Chris Corey.
Can I get a vote tally, R. Paul?
Oh. Right now,
sorry.
It's 5-3-1.
I'm sorry to put you through this.
Well, no,
5-3-1.
You should keep count yourself. But anyway, it's 5-3-1 right now, and I'm calling on you.
Okay. And that's 5 yes, 3 no's, and 1 abstention. I will abstain.
You're abstaining. Okay. The vote is 5-4-3 against 2 abstentions.
Okay. So the motion to postpone succeeds, and now I really
do you see with a motion. I would like to move that we go into committee of the whole to discuss the idea proposed in the motion that we've just postponed.
Okay, so before we do that, I realize this would be a slight shift in the sand here, but does anybody have a problem with meeting at 4:30 for the next 4:30 Eastern time for the next NFC meeting in 2 weeks? Will that create a problem for anybody?
Hold on.
This item 10.
You let her make a motion.
I know. The reason I'm asking this is that then we could just run out the time to the end of the meeting and be done with it. In other words, I don't need.
So then you're going to.
Okay.
So we'll enter that. We'll enter the set next meeting thing, and then you're going to entertain. You're going to recognize her motion. All right. Is that it?
Correct. And then we'll set a time for it as well. Okay.
Okay. Mansour would like to speak about the 4:30 meeting.
Okay.
Sure. So if you're willing to buy me a bottle of wine, I would say yes.
Okay, I'm willing to buy you a bottle of wine. I really want that 4:30 meeting, so yes. Are there any objections to meeting at 4:30? Yeah, 4:30. I'm sorry, 4:30 Pacific. No, I'm sorry, 4:30 Pacific. I keep doing that. R. Paul is on my case about it all the time.
Okay.
4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern.
Is that a Chardonnay?
6:30. No. I hate that. That's sweet wine. No way in hell. I want red.
Okay,
cap.
Come on. Let's get through this.
Sorry,
any objection to that idea?
Mr. Chair, an executive session was. I just want to bring this up so we're not sloppy. An executive session was brought up before. Do we want to schedule an executive session during that?
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. So let's do.
Early. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, I can make it for 2 full hours if we start at 4:30 Pacific. So let's schedule an executive session for 5:30. So the regular session at 4:30, the executive session at 5:30.
Hold on.
I'll give you my address off the line. To send me a bottle of wine.
Okay. Okay, sweetheart.
When? What's the date again? Sorry.
It's the 26th.
Yeah. All right. So
2 days before Thanksgiving.
So the motion is to start. Hold on. Start. The next meeting, get this written in here. To start the next meeting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and go to executive session starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 closed session.
No, not Eastern time, no.
I stand corrected. Thank you. I stand corrected.
Thank you.
The wine.
Okay. Are we good for that?
Is to start the next meeting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Executive session starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Are there any objections to that? Hearing no objections, we'll do that. That'll be our next meeting schedule. Okay. So there's a motion on the floor for a meeting of the whole. How long would you like to have discussion for? Nancy, was it? Was it Nancy that suggested? Yes, Nancy.
Yes. We have 4 minutes
we
left.
That's quite a minimal amount of time. Would you like, I think that we could convince everybody to make it at least 10 on that, just so we have some comments at the end of the meeting.
I have no objection. I move we have a committee of the whole meeting on the topic of the motion just postponed for 10 minutes. Extending the meeting time by 6 minutes.
6 minutes, yes. Any objections to that idea? Okay, hearing none. You're off to the races. 10 minutes. We need a stack.
Lyndon for the stack.
Okay, Lyndon, you're up first. Anybody else?
All right.
Sharon for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I just want to get on the stack early so I could say this without getting upset with what anybody else has said. Yeah, I've read the email. I'm the finance chairman of our committee here. I get the situation that we're in, and I just do not want to have to listen over and over again to excuses that are made, you know, about how many central services were paid when they were applied to 2018. I mean, we know how accounting works. And the more I hear that, the more upset I get. And so you're not winning over any friends here, and that's what I want to say. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Lyndon. Okay. Sharon?
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, I was just listening to what was being – well, this is – just want to say this. You know, there's a lot of talk about the projections for other stations next year, but those are projections, and so I think we need to keep that in mind. And sometimes it just makes me think, I talk with people, you know, on the LSD here in KPFA, and, you know, sometimes it always does seem to come back to programming. You know, everything does. I mean, when you talk about audience and things like that. So I just wanted to say something because that was something that came up before. And I think that audience is actually an important part of our revenue stream. And yes, it's true that there's, you know, we 7,200 media jobs have been lost this year, mainly in left-leaning, you know, media institutions. That is a fact. So, but where is the audience growing and how can Pacifica grow into that audience? Those are questions that we really should be addressing, but it seems that we have to engage in a lot of internal dispute with each other rather than sort of looking at that. So I really did just want to make that statement. As far as sustainability, yes, of course, you know I agree with the motion.
Thank you, Sharon. Let's try to limit our time. That was perfect timing, by the way, so I'm not being critical here. But if we could limit our time to 1 to 2 minutes on this, that would be extremely helpful. And I'll give you a warning as you approach, too. Anybody else?
Nancy, with a point of order.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just wanted to point out that this is just a discussion. It's not, we're not saying, you know, if we're for or against or whatever. We're talking about the issue that's covered in the motion. And, you know, there might be other ideas that people have that can come into the discussion. It's not limited to, you know, it's not limited to the motion itself. It's the discussion around it.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll just like to point out, you know, we don't have to decide or agree on what's happened in the past, but this is just looking forward. So for those of you who feel that,
you know, we haven't been, no station's been missing payroll without paying it back, then you should be eager to go for this. We got to somehow make sure that each station can pay its own ways unless there's something extraordinary happening. And I know KPFT, we've had 3 500-year floods in the last four years, I believe, for example. And California has had these awful fires in both Northern and Southern California. And all these things affect fundraising because people are, if they're rebuilding their home or replacing their cars or and all this other kind of stuff, they're not going to be contributing to our stations. And yes, WBI had a flood of their own from Hurricane Sandy about whatever it was, 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, all these things can happen, and there's a provisions for that in the motion. But we need to be looking at how each station can take care of itself. And it has provisions in my motion that you still have two more pay periods that you can prepay the money that you borrow. So you can extend a fund drive or schedule another one or do some other special event, perhaps, if that's what it takes. But I think the main point is that we can't just continue to have stations having supported by other stations when there aren't any real extenuating circumstances. And if you don't think that's happening, then there shouldn't be any problem passing that motion. But I think it has been happening. I think this should set a standard. And I also agree with that, the fundraising and Sharon talking about programming. Another problem for, I think, KPFK also, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, I'm on Sora and Fred, but, you know, having longer fund drives mean you get less money per day. And when you're preempting a lot of the regular shows, it really inhibits the ability of the local programmers to develop an audience. And that's what's happened, I think, at WBI and KPFK, where there have been so many preemptions for shows that have nothing whatsoever to do with the regular shows that it really hurts. It hurts the mission. It helps our audience. I mean, it hurts our audience. It helps fundraising. And so I think we need to find ways to at least gradually or somehow stop that. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill. Okay. Anyone else? We got 4 minutes left.
James, for a sec.
James, go ahead.
Nancy.
Yeah, the idea of looking forward is all well and good, but I think we have to look a little bit past. You know, yes, we could extend a fund drive at WBI. We could. If, you know, our email hadn't been disconnected, our phones hadn't been disconnected, our bank accounts hadn't been canceled. I mean, we were disabled, totally disabled, with no thought of us ever coming back by the people who came in here early on that morning of October 7th and disconnected everything and destroyed everything that we had, you know, spent a lot of time and effort trying to rebuild. So I think that this motion, particularly when it says that we can only do this for, a second payroll cycle, is disingenuous. It's just another attack similar to the one that took place to try and get rid of us. I mean, there's no way that we can cover the expenses that we have with everything. We're still trying to put everything back together again. So for that reason, I'm going to vote against this motion. Not that I'm against the general sentiment, which is WBI has to carry its own weight. I've always been in favor of that.
Thank you, James. Nancy?
I think as Bill has been bringing in other concepts around this idea, it's important for us to do that. I don't think that this issue can be solved with just a motion that, you know, in two pay cycles, these guys, you know, got to make cuts. You know, I think we should be a little more preemptive than that and be able to look at what's coming. And if we need to make changes before that happens, we can't let it happen. And we also have to look at the environment, you know, the environmental, economic environment of where each of the stations are. And we need to be thinking like a network, and we need to be taking care of each other when there's disasters that strike, when there's an economic environment where it's very expensive for us to have a station. Can we afford to have the same model of station in a city that whose expenses are, you know, exorbitant because it's New York, you know? You can't get away with having a station in New York for the same amount of budget. Yeah, same cost structure. Thank you. Although, you know, that should make it, you know, the audience, the potential for the audience makes up for it, but there, you know, was the, you know, did Pacifica take into account the expenses that BAI was going to handle when that lease was signed? You know, did they look to see if that was something that was sustainable for BAI when they signed that lease? And so I suppose it was at the time, but they then were not able to save money for a building like KPFA was, and KPFK were, and KPFT were.
We're past time, so try to wrap it up, okay?
Okay. Anyways, I think, you know, there's a whole lot of more things that need to be considered in deciding how to handle such a thing. I don't think it's a good idea to handle it with a motion that retroactively does something. I think we should be more proactive than this motion proposes us to be doing.
Okay. Well, you've given us food for thought. Both of you have. Everybody here has. And once again, I want to say that I appreciate the way that everybody conducts themselves at this meeting. It makes my job a lot easier. I really have a lot of difficulty with the PNB meeting, so I appreciate
Mr. Chair,
how everybody behaves here.
I move to rise from the Committee of the Whole. We have to do this.
Okay. Are there any objections to rising from the Committee of the Whole? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. James.
All right. Any objections? We are adjourned. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And ladies, I appreciate your conduct once again, and I look forward to the next meeting.
Thank you, Chris, and all.
Good night.
Thanks, Chris.
Good night.